Binance shuts NFT marketplace, moves the service to Binance Wallet. Binance said it is shutting down NFT support on its main exchange and relocating the service to Binance Wallet, according to a CoinDesk report posted June 3, 2026. The change retires the on-exchange NFT marketplace that the company has run since 2021 and routes collectible holding and trading into its Web3 wallet product instead. The announcement landed in the middle of a broad market drawdown. As of June 3, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $66,890, down 5.5% on the day, with Ether at 1864, 5.9%, and the Fear and Greed Index reading 26, or Fear. A product wind-down during a risk-off stretch tends to draw less attention than it would in a bull market. But the structural signal here is the more interesting part. The exchange surface is no longer where Binance wants NFTs. Binance launched its NFT marketplace in 2021, near the top of the last collectibles cycle. It sat inside the main exchange, alongside spot and futures trading, so buying an NFT used the same custodial account a user already had for tokens. That made onboarding easy and kept assets inside Binance's books. Moving the service to Binance Wallet flips that arrangement. Binance Wallet is the company's self-custodial Web3 wallet where users hold their own keys and interact with on-chain applications directly. NFTs handled there live on-chain in a wallet the user controls, not in an exchange ledger entry. For anyone who has weighed self-custody options against the convenience of leaving assets on an exchange, this is the trade-off made concrete by the platform itself. Custodial convenience versus key control, the shift restates a choice that sits underneath most crypto products. Assets held on a custodial exchange are simple to use and easy to recover if you lose a password, but they carry counterparty risk. If the custodian faces insolvency or freezes withdrawals, user balances can be stuck. The FTX and Wirecard collapses are the reference points people reach for. Assets in a self-custodial wallet remove that counterparty exposure, at the cost of putting key management entirely on the user. By pushing NFTs out of the exchange and into the wallet, Binance is nudging that activity toward the key control end of the spectrum. It is a smaller move than a full custody overhaul, since NFTs are a niche slice of exchange volume, but the direction is consistent with where large platforms have been heading. Keep the high liquidity trading on the exchange, move the long tail, on-chain native activity into a wallet. Practical steps for holders. Users with NFTs sitting on the Binance exchange should expect a migration window and instructions to move assets into Binance Wallet or another wallet they control. CoinDesk's report frames this as a relocation of the service rather than an outright cancellation. So the collectibles themselves are not being discarded. Anyone holding NFTs on the platform will want to confirm the timeline directly from Binance's official channels before any cutoff, and to make sure they understand wallet backup and seed phrase handling before moving assets they care about. There is also a self-custody learning curve attached. A wallet that holds your own keys has no support desk that can reverse a mistaken transfer or restore a lost seed phrase. For users who have only ever used the exchange's custodial account, the move from exchange to wallet is the first time that responsibility lands on them. The card angle is indirect, but worth a note. Binance also runs a card program, and the broader pattern of routing more user activity through a wallet rather than the exchange shapes how spend from balance products get designed over time. A wallet-first posture tends to favor on-chain, user-controlled spending flows over custodial ones.